Listening Library presents The Midnight Star by Marie Lu. Read for you by Carla Corvo and Lannan Calais.
I saw her once. She passed through our village, through fields littered with dead soldiers after her forces overwhelmed the nation of Dumor. Her other elites followed, and then rows of white-robed inquisitors wielding the white and silver banners of the White Wolf. Where they went, the sky dimmed and the ground cracked. The clouds gathered behind the army as if a creature alive, black and churning in fury, as if the goddess of death herself had come. She paused to look down at one of our dying soldiers. He trembled on the ground, but his eyes stayed on her. He spat something at her. She only stared back at him. I don't know what he saw in her expression, but his muscles tightened, his legs pushing against the dirt as he tried in vain to get away from her. Then the man started to scream. It is a sound I shall never forget as long as I live. She nodded to her rainmaker, and he descended from his horse to plunge a sword through the dying soldier. Her face did not change at all. She simply rode on. I never saw her again, but even now as an old man I remember her as clearly as if she were standing before me. She was ice personified. There was once a time when darkness shrouded the world, and the darkness had a queen. A witness's account of Queen Adelina's siege on the nation of Dumor, the village of Pondaterre, 28 Marzian, 1402.
Terranin, Dumor.